Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That. This is our super short episode. We break down what is going on this week in business, marketing, life, whatever. And then we still have our Ask Us Anything a little later in the week. And then the end of the week, our big tips episode. Hope you check that out. So what is going on this week? Well, the enormous announcement that came out from OpenAI. OpenAI is the organization that is behind ChatGPT, and they announced just this week that they have released GPT-4.0. GPT-4.0 is a massive step forward in terms of how we're all going to be utilizing AI and ChatGPT, and what it allows all of us to be able to do is going to be able to use text and visual and audio components with how we're interacting with ChatGPT. And it really is some blow away stuff. If you really want to check out what's going on, I strongly encourage you go to openai.com and then click on the Learn More button for ChatGPT 4.0, because as marketers and all of us in business, we need to know what's coming. And what it allows you to do is interact with ChatGPT verbally. Right? You could talk to it, and it's not just like Siri or some of the other audio assistants like Alexa. You're really talking in real time and getting real time information, and it sounds like you're talking to a human being, and the person is the most informed human being you've ever interacted with. And it shows examples on there of things like interview prep for a new job, or showing you how customer service calls are going to go, or even real-time translation. I mean, good luck to Google Translate, because this thing is mind-blowing. You can even tell it to be sarcastic in the way it communicates with you, and the thing is the most sarcastic thing you could ever imagine. And they have a really cool example on there. Sal Khan is one of the video examples, and he's the founder of Khan Academy, and he shows with his own kid on the screen how ChatGPT, with their new GPT-4.0, verbally is able to take a student through a math lesson. It is blow away. It's not fully available yet to everybody. It's going to be rolling out in the next few weeks for when you go to chatgpt.com. And there's also going to be a desktop version and the app version. It's all rolling out in the next few weeks. So I encourage you to spend some time on openai.com. It is wild. The other thing that's rolled out this week is from Meta. Meta, getting verified on Meta on Instagram and Facebook has really been not that meaningful up until now. It was the blue check mark, and maybe you looked kind of cool, you would pay for it. But now Meta verification has three tiers that they just rolled out, and they range anywhere from $50 a month to about $120 a month. And you can get a lot of benefit now. You can get links in your Instagram reels. You can get higher rankings when people search for things. Your content can come up. Your account can come up. And also, if you are verified now, they will actually list you as a suggested account far more often. So I like that these verification things are starting to come with some actual useful stuff. Another new thing that we saw this week was from subjectline.com. They just rolled out data from a new test they've been checking on pre-headers, and that is starting your email pre-header, right? The pre-header is the thing after the subject line. You have your from address, you have your subject line, and then you have that slightly grayed out text below the subject line. That is your pre-header. But the test that subjectline.com came out with is starting your pre-header with an emoji. Starting your pre-header with an emoji as the first character, they're saying that email open rates are increasing by 15% in the last 90 days. A lot of people sleep on the pre-header and they don't realize that you could put all sorts of stuff in that pre-header. So test out an emoji at the start of your pre-header. All right, some nonsense going on this week. I saw that J-Lo had to rebrand her tour this week. So J-Lo rolled out her big nationwide tour, and the name of the tour was This Is Me Now. And unfortunately, ticket sales were in the garbage can. Nobody was buying tickets for J-Lo's tour, which is not good. So she did the right move and she rebranded it as, now it's called, the tour is called This Is Me Live, The Greatest Hits. And I think in general, when you reach a certain point in your career, you got to stop releasing a lot of new songs because nobody cares. I know that sounds terrible, but we all want to hear the greatest hits. And if you have a lot of greatest hits, that's what we want to hear. I mean, if you're, you know, Madonna and the Rolling Stones or whoever, I mean, great, you got a new song. I don't really care. I want to hear the greatest hits. So I think J-Lo made the right move by switching her tour to a greatest hits tour. And then the other thing that happened this week is all the networks announced what shows are getting renewed and what shows are being canceled. So some of them were interesting to me. Grey's Anatomy got renewed for the 21st season, which is weird because I thought it was off the air like 5 years ago. But if you like Grey's Anatomy, it's back. Shows like Top Chef are coming back. The Masked Singer is coming back. Why? Who watches The Masked Singer? This is the dumbest show in the history of television, but it's coming back. Shows that got canceled, things like The Good Doctor, The Flight Attendant, that show was terrible. Star Trek Discovery got canceled, which is kind of sad because, you know, anything Star Trek I like, and it's a bummer to me that got canceled. Anyway, thanks for checking this out. Make sure to check out our Ask Us Anything a little later in the week and then our longer episode at the end of the week, and make it a great week. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.